Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference. All kinds of pictures, they can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're gonna let us play and advertise, that's probably gonna be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you wanna make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkward. XXX.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully, we'll see you online at Awkward XX. So we dropped all of our prices
Yeah.
because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
And they
that's
would take care of
exactly,
us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it. And we'll see you there. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve
Right.
or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, that's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like,
'Cause
uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Class, along with my wife, OnlyFans model, and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Class. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. We've had awesome guests this week,
Yeah.
and Ashley is absolutely no exception to the rule. She sent me over her information, and I've been putting feelers out to people, right?
Right.
Just throwing it out there. I'm putting my energy out into the world and just saying, hey, if you want to come talk to me, come talk to me. And Ashley reached out, and immediately, first off, I connected with her personality-wise, because her email just screamed.
Okay.
Like, it was just like, I felt like I was talking to my wife. And I was like, well, cool. I know how to respond to this, you know, like, It's fine. I'm used to it. And then I look at your TikTok. You have 500,000 followers on TikTok. That is incredible. And like, congratulations.
That's
That's
awesome. Yeah, that's
that
a
is
big thing.
incredible. Something you should be just so proud of. And I know not everybody understands that, but like, let me tell you, we fucking understand it. Like,
Right.
that is
It's huge.
astronomical.
Yeah.
And the amount of work that you have to put into to maintain and just keep that going, props to you. But I will stop stealing your thunder. And Ashley, just tell me a little bit about you. How old you are, who you are, what you do, and then we'll kind of get into some conversation.
Ashley, I go by Ask Ashley 479 on the internet. I'm 36 years old, and I got into this after my divorce a few years ago. I got divorced about 4 years ago, and I started dating in my 30s, and it was actually like the worst experience I have ever gone through because the whole dating world had changed after my marriage. And so I
Yeah.
actually got myself into a situationship, and I cried more over my situationship than I did over my ended marriage. And that's just how I kind of ended up on TikTok. Like, I found this app, and like people were doing cool things and they looked happy. And I was like, let me try to make some TikToks. And that's kind of like how it all started. I just started making TikToks for fun. I had a job. Used to work in construction sales, and like I was just known as the TikToker girl at work. People always
Okay.
made fun of me, but I just did it anyways. And I,
Isn't that tough though? Like, especially when you're feeling happy and you're feeling that success, and then you get somebody coming up, and they might not really be making fun of you, but they poke at you just a little bit,
it just kind of
and
like
it's just
deflates
enough to
you.
be like make you think twice about everything you've done, you know?
Oh yeah,
And you're like, damn, these people are looking at me. Do I need to delete that? I think, ugh. You know? I continue. Sorry, I felt that one.
No, I definitely feel the same thing. But I just started growing an audience, and I was probably around like 16,000 followers, and people just kept bringing up like, "Where's the OnlyFans?" And I was like, "I make decent money. Like, I don't know where the OnlyFans is. Like, sure, it was kind of exciting. Like, I've always been promiscuous and like, I like just being out there and trying new things. So like there was a little bit of interest in it, but I had a job. I was like, I'm 30 at the time, 33 years old. Like who's gonna want to see me on the internet? And so like I thought about it for a little while. It was in the back of my head. And at the time, my daughter was going into preschool, and my ex and I have joint custody, and he didn't want to pay for half of preschool. He was like, she doesn't need to go to preschool. Like, we can do other things. And I was like, that's stupid. Like,
You need to go to preschool. Yeah, fuck her.
yeah. I'm like, she's going to preschool. Like, it's fine. Like, I know we have to agree on everything. Like, I'll just pay for the whole preschool. Like,
Right.
and like, I was making decent money, but that just kind of, it just made things tight for me.
Right.
And I debated for months. I was like, should I just try OnlyFans? Like, if I could make $500 extra a month, like, that would make my life so much easier and I'd be so much less stressed out.
Right.
And I was like, all I gotta do is post bikini pictures. Like, I take those pictures anyways.
Exactly.
Man, that sounds like a familiar conversation,
Just
doesn't
like me, that sounds very familiar.
And then it kind of just, it happened all so fast. Like, my first 2 weeks, I made like 2 grand. I was like, holy crap, that's like
That's
four
awesome.
times
That's
than I wanted
awesome.
to. And then the next month, I had my first viral video on TikTok. So I had a video that went over 1 million views, and it was really lucky that I had already set up my
So you had
OnlyFans.
already gotten this many followers before even having any sort of viral video.
Yeah. I was just constantly posting. I was just
That's
really
that is the
consistent.
fucking grind right
Yeah,
there.
it is.
That is the
And
grind. Like,
it wasn't even a
goodness.
job then. It was
Right.
literally just me trying to just, I don't know. It was my
Just have
outlet.
fun.
Good
Right.
on you.
Yeah.
That
Right.
is awesome.
That's incredible. And
Because I mean, a
so,
lot of people get struck with that luck. Like, I mean, we were speaking to a couple yesterday, Russ and Ashley, who they posted their first TikTok ever.
like they had
Like,
done
they've
nothing
never done
social
TikTok
media.
before.
I hate
They
that.
posted their first one and got 350,000 views.
In
That's
like the
crazy.
And they were like, whoa. And then they decided, well, that was kind of cool, so let's post a second one. The second one they posted got 6 million views.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, what? I'll post a video and get like 30 views. How does that work?
I'm just kidding.
No. It really is.
It's nuts.
But that first million view video, my second month on OnlyFans, I ended up making $18,000.
Wow.
And like, my brain was absolutely like, what the hell is going on here? And it continued to stay that high. It wasn't like I went back down to 2,000. Like, I just stayed that high. And eventually I ended up getting fired from my job. That is a whole crazy story.
Was it related to this?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. So essentially, I was a national sales trainer, so I traveled all over the country. And I worked in a male-dominated industry.
Of course.
Like, there was not very many females. People knew about my TikTok, so obviously they had seen me transition into OnlyFans, and then also, like, seen me have a lot of success. I got a call one day saying, hey, you're not allowed to talk about OnlyFans at work. And I was like, that's fine. I'll never talk about it at work. But then I was like, I don't really feel comfortable working with this group of people that is complaining about me.
Right.
Because of what they're complaining about. Like, that just...
Were you talking about OnlyFans at work?
I think some people had brought it up to me, like...
And you're probably like, yeah. But, like, it wasn't like you were, like, going around telling everybody, hey, check out my OnlyFans.
Hey, come subscribe.
My OnlyFans.
Right.
I wasn't using work as a place to solicit business.
Somebody's wife got upset.
Right.
I think that's what it was. Or some people suggest that maybe the person just got mad that I never gave them attention. So, yeah.
We've gone through all of these scenarios too, with all of these, you know, little issues that we've run into. Is it this? Is it that? Like, our neighbor stopped talking to us out of nowhere.
Like, we were cool, like, and
we
it
were
was
super
like,
cool,
boom.
And now they won't even look at us. And we're like fucking 15 feet away from them.
Like, our kids go to the same school.
Yeah,
like,
it's so weird. Yeah. We're like, did they find the porn?
Right, like,
because, like,
no idea.
If he saw my dick, he's probably intimidated by me now, so I understand. You know,
but like, it was just so weird how like we were so cool, and then it was like on like a Friday. No, it was like a Tuesday. We were cool, and then on like a Friday, they just like totally like nothing. Like, won't look at us. Won't like acknowledge that we exist. Like, it's so weird.
You know, I keep making these jokes about how big my dick is. Everybody's gonna be so disappointed when they go online and finally see it. Like, I think it's, you know, I think it's fine, you know, but
so
like,
you mention it at least like once a podcast.
The jokes that I get from it are just so much better, you know. It's fine. I don't mind disappointing people. Maybe they won't be disappointed. Maybe it's bigger than they think. Maybe they need to go find out for themselves.
It keeps them interested.
Exactly.
Now you don't know where you're coming from. Like,
I mean, is he lying? Is he being modest? Oh, I hope he's not being modest.
Anyways.
So, work basically was like, you got to be done here, or you were able to make the decision yourself?
No, so essentially they were like, I was like, I won't talk about it at work. But then I came back with a rebuttal saying, listen, I am a national sales trainer. I'm super busy and spread across this whole country. Like, I'm not going to work with this group of people. Like, I don't want to work with these people because they made me feel uncomfortable about my personal life. And then I got like a call from those people saying, we need your help right now. Can you come down to the office? And I was like, this is suspicious. And HR called me like, you're not going to go help them. And I was like, I told you, I don't feel comfortable. They're like, well, you're refusing to do your job, so you're fired.
Oh, that wasn't a setup at all.
Right.
No, it definitely felt set up all day. Like, I had known. And then they came and picked up my truck, and that was it. And I was like, dude, you guys know that I was making so much more than you were paying me. Like, and I work way harder at my job here. Like, this was a hobby.
Right.
Yeah, like, y'all just did me a favor. You basically just took the chains off and said, hey.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah. Get it.
My income doubled. So, like, I was pretty much making my salary in, like, 2.5 months.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Now, I unfortunately cannot say that coming from real estate. I was doing much better as a real estate agent than I am as a OnlyFans star currently. But I will only say that is because of anxiety. And like I said yesterday, we've finally, you know, taken our chains off, so to speak, and we're able to like go full on. We've told just about everybody that needs to know on our side of things. Yep. And essentially at this point, if we fail at OnlyFans, it's because we're fucking ugly and not because we're not trying. So that just watch out.
Yeah, say you go either way now, guys.
Well, that's so funny. So you guys didn't just tell everyone right away?
No. Oh. Absolutely not. It took us literally until last week.
Like,
we've been doing this for 3.5 years.
What's today? Wednesday? Monday was the last person that we told. Yep. So, like, 2 days ago, we finally told.
We reached a point where we were starting to get leaked out on certain things.
And, like, people kept messaging me on, like, swinger sites or, like, on my personal Facebook being like, hey, I found this Instagram and it kind of looks like you, but, like...
And we've had so many accounts get, like, taken down at this point because of reports and stuff that right. were like, we don't need these people reporting the account because they think it's a hacker. Right.
Like, it's, like, a fake or a
and
duplicate or
we whatever. Just got to the point where, like, hey, we have kids, you know, like, we have to keep people fed, you know?
Right.
And I cannot do my job with my hands tied behind my back, essentially.
Right. Yeah.
I have to be able to do this. So, I mean, it's a tough decision, but we finally were just like, you know what, fuck it. We got to live our life, you know? And that's essentially what you did with your job is once they were like, hey, you know, see you later. You're like, okay, well, fuck. You were probably holding back just because of them, I'm sure, you know? Like,
yeah, no, definitely.
And now it's just, and that's what we were. We don't, you know, we gave up the corporate life already, so we didn't have to worry about that side
right.
of it.
And it's not like we go to, you know, like school pickup being like, hey, everybody come check this out. Like, you would never know, like, going to, like, you know, pick up at, you know, school, like, what it is that we do. Obviously, we just don't, like, talk about it. But, like, you know, we're, like, if someone was to come up and ask us, like, I think now we would just straight up tell them. Just because, like, we know that, like, the people that we needed to know in our life knows. So, it's, like, it doesn't matter now. Like, if,
yeah.
oh, yeah, ooh, go tell my mom. Like, she knows.
Yeah, like we used to be concerned about our neighbor because our neighbor knew her dad really well.
Right.
The house that we currently live in, her dad owned prior to,
right.
which is why we got this awesome place right on the beach.
Right.
Woo! It's not because we're amazing OnlyFans stars.
Nope.
But we are. We are. It didn't come from that.
Right.
But, like, the neighbor knew him. So it was one of those things where, like, we're, like, butt-ass naked banging in the backyard, you know? And we're like, ah, shit. Is she gonna hear? Can she see my butt through the slats? I can't tell, you know? But now we're just like, you know what? What's she gonna do? Like, I'm in my backyard. Florida's got a privacy, you know, law. Like, if I'm behind a 6-foot fence, it's considered, you know, expectation of privacy.
Yep.
And it's not like I'm making her scream, you know? Like, there's some weird noises. Are the lights shaking? Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, sure. Maybe it's the wind. I don't know.
It's always windy here.
You know, there's lots of excuses I can come up with now that I just don't give a fuck if she finds out.
Right. Because, so. Like, oh, yeah, what's she going to go tell my dad?
Yeah, her dad don't give a fuck. He's like,
hey,
good job.
So, like, it's one of those things where I just don't care
anymore. I told my parents, like, as soon, like, the second month, as soon as I had that viral video, I was like, I don't want them to find out from anyone else
right.
but me. And so I did. At the very beginning, I was like, listen, this is what I'm doing. I just want you to know.
Now, I will say, I think you had a unique dip into it, having, you know, been able to make that much money, because I think I would feel a lot better telling my mom that I had butthole pictures on the internet if I had $18,000 in my bank account first.
Right. Right. Yes.
You don't want to do that and then be like, hey, mom, my butthole didn't sell enough this month. Can you give me some money for rent? You know?
True, because what 18, I did tell my mom I was thinking about being a stripper and she cried. But when I told her how much money I was making selling pictures of my butthole, like, she was so supportive. She even gave me some ideas for videos. Like,
that's awesome.
She's like into mermaids. She has like mermaid tails and she likes to swim in the pool as mermaids. And she was like, you should get a mermaid tail and you should swim up to someone and just suck them off underwater.
Yes. Oh, mom for the win.
That's my mom is I'm afraid going to be fast approaching. She's asking questions.
Yeah.
I told her on Friday. I love my mom to death.
So you told her Thursday.
My mom has always been my favorite person, but it's just one of those things I didn't want to like freak her out, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I finally told her, and she goes, "Jason." And I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Oh." And then she goes, "Are you swingers?" And I was like, "I mean, I wouldn't like define myself as that, but like we have, you know, like we're open to it if the opportunity comes around." She's
Right.
like, "Well, you know, when we lived in San Francisco, they had those kind of clubs." And I was like, "Got it, Mom." And then yesterday she calls me and she's like, "So I did want to call you later and just kind of find out exactly what it is that you're doing." And I was like, "I'm not sure that you do,
Like, I don't know
but
if I want to talk about it.
I mean,
You
I'm fine.
will.
I'm comfortable talking about it.
You'll
I don't
tell
care.
her.
But I don't think that you are ready for the conversation. I don't think that she is quite as prepared for how open I am about the subject."
Right.
And it was just simply because of, you know, out of respect for her, because I mean,
Lot to handle. It
we've been
is a
doing
lot.
weird shit for like 10 years, you know what I mean?
Right.
We've only been doing it on camera for like 3 and a half.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot of stories as far as that goes. But that's cool though that your mom was just like so embracing,
Yeah, that's awesome.
because that was our biggest fear in
Yeah.
everything. Was just that like we were just gonna lose our support
Everybody.
system. Like
Right.
we knew we didn't want to stop doing this because like how could you want to stop
And we knew
after you start?
regardless
Like it
of.
is the most like self-fulfilling, you know, career you could have, you know?
And we knew regardless of whether they approved or not, we were still going to do it. But obviously getting their like support was huge, and like having them know was
Because
like
I
a
mean, we
big
are,
deal.
you know, we're independent adults, obviously, but you still want to have that like safety net of like if all hell breaks loose, if my kids need to have somebody there for them, if anything, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? That's what I don't want to fuck up. It's not that I care that what your opinion is of me. It's that I care, are you going to make the other people in my life suffer because of my choices?
Right. Like, you still got my back. Even if it's not my back, if it's my kid's back.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know, for me, I'm like, yeah, obviously take it or leave it, but like,
We have
it's the
each other, so
kids.
like we know we're fine. Like at the end of
Yeah.
the day, if nobody else likes us, we like each other, that's fine. But like our kids, that's where we're like, that's where we start getting like real nasty. Like if you treat our kids differently because of something we did, like nah, fuck y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Like cut the fuck out. That is our
Yeah.
hard line. It's
I
essentially why
hate
we
when
do
people bring little
everything.
kids into it too. I think that's the most annoying conversation to have as the OnlyFans creator
I fucking
is the
hate
kid.
it.
I'm like, I think all parents are having sex. Like all of them
Right.
are.
I'm
Half
pretty
of them
sure
are
that I'm pretty sure the
confused.
proof is fucking complaining on the other side of the door half the time.
Right.
Yeah, like so that's why I always tell people, I'm like, your wife is sending nudes to the neighbor, just not getting paid for it. Like,
Right.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's no different.
Yeah.
You're 100% correct. And we tell everybody this is why we, you know, yes, was it a little selfish because we really like each other and we genuinely enjoy our job? Yeah, I guess you could call that selfish. But at the end of the day, I can make a lot more money doing something else, and I wouldn't be able to spend time with my kids. And that's my big issue is with this
Just
job
not
that I
getting paid.
have, I can spend 24/7 with Stephanie, and I can be there for my kids. We're the only two parents every single fucking day at school pickup. You know, it's we are there every day, every school event that our kids have, we are there for them. I spend time almost every day teaching my kids how to play music, you know?
Yep.
So
And
go fuck yourself,
we
you
couldn't do
know?
that if we worked the, you know, 9 to 5, or if you worked the
I'm not
job
gonna
that you did
sacrifice
have.
what I'm able to give my kids because you feel awkward about my career. Yeah.
Exactly. No, as a single mom, like I can't imagine how some of these girls have 3 jobs and like barely surviving. Like I
Yeah.
deal with enough stress and anxiety. Like my brain just never stops. And like I can't imagine if I didn't have this. Because over the last 3 years, like I've done quite a bit. Like I had a really big first year. I made quite a bit of money, but my physical health started declining. And my mental health, and I was actually able to sit there and work on myself and like
That's awesome.
take time off of work, like know that I was still making a lot of money, more than I needed. I was able to pay my bills, but I was able to like work on my physical health. And like I don't know how many people have that opportunity. And
Right.
like I recently went through a breakup 2 months ago, and like I have borderline personality disorder, so like my life fell apart, and it's still falling apart. But luckily, like I don't have to go cry in a bathroom at work for 15 minutes and then like wash my face and come back out. Like most of my days, the last couple of months are me journaling, me meditating, me going to yoga, me going to workout classes, me breathing and like learning.
Getting yourself right.
Right. Like, yeah. Yeah. Get yourself
so, like,
right.
I'm so grateful that I am actually for the first time in my life, like I have the money and the time to actually try to actually fix myself.
Right.
That is awesome. We concur. I mean, within the last year, I started like just really making sure I was like not, you know, totally, you know, slumming it. Cause there's parts where like I'm working so damn hard that like, I just can't think about what I'm eating, or like I'd be going from appointment to appointment and like, okay, I'm just gonna fucking shove food in my mouth,
or you'll come like, home and or have had no food
and I'm just like everything's fucked. But right. with us having this schedule where I'm like, okay, I can make my own schedule. Like, we are guilty as fuck as we drop the kids off at school.
They drop themselves off now
and then we take a nap for another hour.
Like, they're out
Why
the door.
Why the fuck not? You know? Like, yeah. we end up staying up late at night most of the time because of our work that we do anyways.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, get them out. We'll take a nap. And then, you know, we'll maybe we'll go on a bike ride. Maybe we'll go walk the beach. Maybe we'll just get to work. Whatever it is. I lost, like, 40 fucking pounds this last year. Like, yeah. I am, like, a smaller size than I was when I was a freshman in high school. That is fucking ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, like, I can't wait till my high school friends, like, you know, catch a peek at me on the Pornhub now. Like, hey, y'all, check this out.
You haven't had any of your, like, high school people subscribe yet? Because that's always fun, in my opinion.
So I have, I actually have one of my good high school friends joining the podcast.
Yeah.
As a guest.
That's right.
Because I, so I have this tattoo right here, which is hedonism in Jamaica.
Okay.
And I was not paying attention. I was actually wearing a shirt that had the Hedonism Jamaica logo. And if you don't know, hedonism is a swingers resort. So he saw it and he messaged me. He goes, hey, I think I recognize that logo. So if you want like a shot glass or like a t-shirt from there,
he goes, I'll be going
there in November. And I was like, going where, you know, because I wanted to make sure, you know, maybe there's another logo or something.
Right. You're like, just double checking.
And he was like, well, you know, I was there for the owner, Gary. I was like, well, there's no owner named Gary. His name is Harry. He goes, ah, that's it.
Guess that's like, my bad. Shit.
So I immediately sent him over the link to the podcast where we had interviewed the guy that runs the Hedonism Group.
On Facebook.
Okay. On Facebook. And he's, you know, obviously all of my secrets are right here in the podcast. So he listened to it and then I was like, he's a black dude. So I was like, look, man, you know, I'm not racist. But I'm dying to have a podcast episode called Please Don't Make Me Say BBC. Only I am way too fucking white.
Yeah, so we can't pull
to
it
host this on my own. I'm going to have another commentary, or else I'm going to get myself in trouble. And he's like, dude, I've got you. He goes, I fucking hate that term. He's like, yeah, let's do it.
He's so like, sign me up. Let's go.
Sign me. So he's scheduled. I'm like, yes, I'm excited.
So it's like someone that like I've never actually met him. Like I know in passing.
You know of him, but I've known him since middle school.
Right. So it's like, we have a real life friend, like going to come on. So
that's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And we've had, I mean, obviously my best friend, he knows now, and our old neighbors just started listening to the podcast yesterday, which is super awkward, but like we love them to death, so we just don't care, and we know they won't judge us.
We hope.
If they do, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Directly at you, listening to me right now, you know who the fuck I'm talking to.
Can't wait for that text.
I'm having way too much fun on this fucking podcast, I'm telling you. So if, Ash, we go to your page. It sounds like you get freaky on there. Is there a subscription fee?
Yeah.
So what is the subscription fee?
$10.99. Sometimes I run sales and promos.
Okay, so keep an eye out. But really, you all should avoid the sales and promos and give her full price, because look how fucking hard she's working.
Right. Yeah. Pay the full price, guys.
She deserves it.
I like to tell people, I don't think that like my OnlyFans is like everyone else's. I don't know. I like to say that it's almost like my naked diary in a way. Okay. Like, I'll do naked story times. Like, because my big thing is, ever since I was younger, I've had a crazy life. And I've always thought, like, if I could write my story out, it's going to be a Lifetime movie one day. So I just tell stories a lot of times on my page. I mean, I do a lot of other things, but that's, like, my favorite, is actually getting who I am out there to people. And just, like, showing who I am truly. Like, yes, I'll do all of the kinky stuff. Like, I love to do private lives, and I love to do sexting, and I love, like, all of the interactive stuff and all of the OnlyFans stuff. But I truly love the fact that my fans, like, the last month, I can just send a mass message of me crying and being like, I have no idea what to do. And people just send me tips and say, please talk to me. Or, like, they really truly care about my well-being, because they're like, for 3 years, you have made our lives better. Like,
it's awesome.
Please, please, like, let's get you back to the happy Ashley that we all know.
Right. That's so cool. That's awesome. I really do think, too, that if you don't have the creator community to connect with as well, we'd love to, you know, kind of assimilate it into ours. And just, even if you just got something to vent about, you know, we'll hook you up with Steph's info, and you can just, you know, text her and just bitch. We've got a creator friend that we literally just bitch to. Like she'll reach out to us. We'll be like, this bitch did this. And she's like, I can't believe she did that.
She's like, you want me to go report her?
You know, and it's just like that's all we do. You know, you just got to get it out sometimes. Have somebody to talk to that can relate to you. And like, not necessarily even give you a fucking solution, but just be like,
let you just,
I fucking feel that, you know what I mean?
Vomit out and then just be like, okay, I'm better now. Like,
yeah. Or like, I relate to that. I've been there, you know, like, you're not crazy, you know, this happens to me all the time.
Right.
But I think that'll be just huge. Cause there is groups, obviously there is creator groups out there, the Reddit ones and stuff like that. But the amount of times that I've been attacked by asking a question on there, or ignored, or had it deleted because, oh, it's self-promotion. This isn't self-promotion. I can't promote it, or I can't ask my question without, you know, bringing this in there or something. And I'm done with it.
I try to ask people, like, can we just be friends? Like, I don't,
right.
Like, and no one replies. I'm like, all right.
That is literally, like, we have two. So we have our friend Babs on the Rocks is local to us.
Right.
So like, she'll actually like drop by. We do like, we have a photography studio. So like, she'll help us do like photography stuff. But we met her through like OF, like we did not know her prior. We just found out that she was local, and we're like, please be our friend.
Right, 'cause we were new here. So we were like, hey, she's been here for a while.
We begged her for like 6 months. Yeah. She was like ghosting us like crazy. We're like, I'm not giving up.
And then just one day, I reached out again, and she was like, oh, shit, like, I didn't realize you were messaging me. And then, like, we, like, met up, like, the next week and each other, like, once a week, if not more.
Yeah.
So, like, we're texting, like, but we're just every day.
She's hot, but, like, I don't want to fuck her. It's like, she's like a friend of mine. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, like, a lot of my friends aren't going to understand that at this point, because I'm at the point, I've had whatever I want. If I want something cool, I can have it. You know what I mean? So, like, I'm at the point where, like, I meet somebody like Babs, and I'm just like, this chick is just a cool person. You know what I mean? I just want to hang out with her. I want to get to know her. I want to help her out. And we've got another creator that we've met like that. We've never actually, like, met with her, but we message her often. Her name is Suckasaurus.
Yeah.
And she's super cool, too. And she's just a genuine person.
Right.
And that's what I've missed out on. And when you're reaching out through Reddit, is I feel like you miss that genuine connection. You don't know who's a bot. Right. You don't know who's an agency.
You don't know who's a dude pretending to be a chick. Like,
that's the real issue, is the dudes pretending to be chicks.
And you're like, whatever, if that's what you want your online persona to be, whatever. But like,
don't be catfishing me over. Right. You're not gonna get free shit out of me.
Right.
But that's really our gripe with the community currently, is just we feel like we've continually put out our olive branch, so to speak.
And nobody takes it.
You know what I mean? It's just everybody thinks that we have an ulterior motive, where it's like we're trying to fuck them over, or like, ha, gotcha. You know, you gave us the promotion. That's just not who we are. Like, I can't sleep at night knowing that I fucked somebody over. I wish I could. Like, damn, I'd be so much better off if I could just stop caring about people and fuck them over.
But that's just
But it's not my personality, right. So I'm just going to chase after things the right way and hopefully attract people that are in that same mindset. If that makes any fucking sense at all. That was kind of a ramble, but
it really does. Like, I think I've had like one other friend in the industry, never met her in person, like just kind of talked back and forth about some things, but that's been it. Like, and like I searched all the time, like, why aren't there more girls in Arkansas on OnlyFans? Like,
you're like, take it.
I mean, that's how we are too. Like, we're the location that we are in is fucking gorgeous. Like,
but there's nobody here.
Like, we can literally walk two minutes.
You can hear the ocean.
Yeah, you can hear the ocean from our house. We can walk 2 minutes and have like a just incredible scenery for photos.
Right.
I mean, we have incredible scenery for photos just in our backyard.
Right.
But there's nobody else here. Miami, 3 hours.
Yeah, about 3 hours.
About an hour from Orlando. We like to tell people that we're kind of close to Disney. So.
Okay. Yeah, because I actually just signed up last night to walk in Miami Swim Week.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Well, if you end up coming in through Orlando or anything like that, then, you know, let us know. And depending on when you're there, we're going to have some time in the summer kid-free.
Hopefully.
For, like, 2 weeks, which is, like, unheard of. I've not been without kids for 2 weeks since I've had a kid, so.
Right, I've totally.
So fucking excited, I don't even know what to do. Like, I'm not making plans because I don't want to, like. I don't want to, like, you know, blow my load too soon on plans and have something better come up, you know?
Yeah, so, no, I feel you.
No, but for real, if you ever want to come down and just hang, we're not predatory or anything like that. We're cool just being friends. And you can tell anybody else that you ever meet that comes through this, we're the same way. For a long time, we've tried to just tell people, hey, look, we are open for collabs. You don't have to do anything with us if you're uncomfortable with it. We are comfortable with it, but like, we're not like that. We're not going to put you into a situation where you feel like you have to tell me no, because I always feel like those are weird. You know what I mean? It's something that has to be talked about ahead of time. She's had anxiety, so I've never been able to just be like, shoot from the hip, hey, I'm going to bang you without talking about it. No, this is something that's always, you know, been discussed and all that kind of stuff, but we have thousands of dollars of camera equipment. That's my whole thing. I have professional cameras. I've got like underwater cameras. I've got drones. The craziest shit you can possibly ever want to fucking film, I've got it, because that's
who he is.
I've got a virtual reality camera. You want to shoot in VR? I can do that.
Oh my goodness. I wanted to figure out the whole metaverse stripping thing.
Well, that'd be cool.
I haven't even looked into that too much yet. There is We got into the VR thing when it first came out.
Yeah, like nobody.
The Oculus dropped, and then like 2 months later, I bought a camera for virtual reality. Yeah. And that's what, I mean, when we started OF, I thought that was going to be like our niche, was like VR videos. Nobody bought them.
Nobody.
Yeah.
They were awesome too. Like still, they're still on our wall. Or no, they're pay-per-view now. But they're fucking awesome, and nobody bought them. So I'm like, fuck that. The amount of money I spend in that camera.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of how it goes, though. You know, you spend a bunch of money on something and it flops. And then it's like the thing that you shot with your phone is like, you know.
I know. I always buy new cameras, but then I'm always finding myself just with my phone. And just.
I love cameras. That's just my favorite thing. I could shop camera gear all day long. I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
that's another conversation.
Two of you. I one time I bought a gimbal for my camera, and I was like, why did I buy this? I filmed myself. Like, it's not like I have friends that come over and help me.
Yeah.
That makes a good point. I don't have an answer for you there. I was going to try to come up with an excuse.
Say I got nothing.
Nothing for you.
No.
It's cool to have. No, I'm not going to lie, though. I have plenty of devices that I've purchased, and now that just sit there because one day maybe I'll use it. You know,
The right time will come up and you'll be like, I have that. It's not going to be charged.
I'm either going to have it when I need it, or I'm going to have an amazing yard sale one day.
One of the two.
Well, Ashley, we will, we'll let you go. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah.
You were super cool. I would love to have you back again. If you ever want to come back and tell one of your stories with us, we'd be happy to have you.
Whatever.
Just shoot the shit. And, Don't hang up right away because we got to let this stuff upload. And then I'll have Steph share some contact information with you and stuff too, and we'll go over the rest of it. But everybody, make sure you go and check out Ashley. So, Ashley, go ahead and give us your OF address again and just how we can find your stuff. That way they can find you easily. And I'll also make sure it's all tagged in the description underneath the video.
Yeah, so pretty much it's ask_Ashley479 on OnlyFans, TikTok, not Instagram because they like to ban me all the time. I think there's an underscore three at this point on
Okay.
Instagram, Twitter, and I use my personal Facebook. So like it literally has all of my family on it. I don't know
Okay.
how well they appreciate that, but that's just what I did.
Hey, that is
It
baller.
works.
That's baller. You
I
owned
like
it.
it.
I love it. I love that you own it. And like the confidence that you have shows like I know like I can tell that like part of you is screaming, but like your ability to push through it and show your confidence is just absolutely
That's awesome.
beautiful.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I just props to you and congratulations on everything that you've
Yes.
accomplished. It is super cool. And I cannot wait to talk to you again. And everybody, make sure you go check out Ashley. All right, you guys have a good one and thank you for
Yeah.
listening.
Catch you next
Thank
time.
you, guys.
So we dropped all of our prices
Yeah.
because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
And they
that's
would take care of us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available
Right.
opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve
Right.
or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up, that's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like,
'Cause
uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
Works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural,
Flavor.
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code Stephanie Class X and get yourself.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe, what do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.